This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. It might be the most important call you'll ever make.
911, this line is recorded. Where is your emergency?
And chances are, if you call 911 these days, you'll be on a cell phone. Here in Massachusetts, 911 call centers get about 1.5 million calls from landlines each year and 1.8 million from cell phones. But the current 911 system wasn't built for cell phones, and it's struggling to catch up. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
Dr. Ian Sclaver is a pediatrician in Beverly and a coach for his daughter's soccer team. At a practice this fall, a player suddenly collapsed, stopped breathing, and turned blue. Sclaver called 911 as he started CPR. "Send an ambulance," he told the dispatcher, and he gave the name of the school he was at and the street it was on.
And they asked me a question or two and then asked me the bewildering question of, "What town are you in?" And I told them, and then they reconnected me to another person to retell the same story again, which seemed to be taking a lot of time away from doing CPR.
Fortunately, the player was fine, but Sclaver is mystified.
Afterwards, I looked back and I thought, I mean, I have Google Maps and where's my iPhone? Find my iPhone apps that are free that can find me to, you know, the exact street address.
So he naturally wondered, if apps like Google Maps and Uber know just where your phone is, why doesn't the 911 system? The answer is simple.
911 is based on technology that was developed almost 40 years ago.
Brian Fonts is the CEO of the National Emergency Number Association, a nonprofit that focuses on 911 issues.
And it was designed for a wired-only world where you have your wired phone tethered to a fixed address. Much has changed, obviously, over the years. And today, roughly 75-80% of 911 calls come in from wireless devices.
Back when cell phones were new, the 911 system could only map which cell phone tower a call had been relayed from. In recent years, with GPS, the system has gotten much better at locating cell phone calls. But Massachusetts 911 officials say the system needs more upgrades, and they're working on them.
The cell phone technology is much better, but there still is a margin of error as far as having it spot on.
Mana Wallace is the director of programs at the Massachusetts 911 department.
We don't get an exact address. We get something very close, depending upon the phone that the person is using.
This year, her department plans to roll out an upgrade that will let you text to 911. And eventually, you'll be able to send over photos and videos. But that new technology won't immediately improve cell phone location, especially indoor accuracy, because that depends on upgrades by the cell phone carriers. So for years to come, the dispatchers will still probably have to ask where you are. Meanwhile, some Massachusetts towns are opting to take 911 calls from cell phones into their own hands. Right now, your cell phone call is routed to one of four wireless call centers and then transferred to a local 911 center. That's why Dr. Sclaver had to tell his story twice, unless you're in Boston or on Nantucket, which have their own cell phone call centers.
It does seem a little convoluted. You call 911 from a cell phone, it goes to a wireless 911 center, unless you're in the city of Boston or you're on Nantucket. And from there, they will transfer it out to the appropriate department that can provide you with the service that you need.
But Wallace emphasizes,
it is quick. It is very quick. They verify your location. They verify the problem. They transfer it.
Though, as Dr. Sclaver learned, it may not seem quick in the midst of an emergency. The Federal Communications Commission is pushing 911 systems around the country to improve their ability to handle smartphone calls. But for now, 911 experts say, you just need to know the limits of the current 911 system. So be prepared to report your location, probably more than once. And they offer another tip. If the emergency happens indoors and you still have a landline, use it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.